Thank you and good morning. Mendocino authorities have charged a McKinleyville mother with two counts of attempted murder following an incident on October 3rd off Highway 101 near Westport in Mendocino County. On that day, emergency personnel responded to a single vehicle collision that had severely injured 35-year-old Athena Renee Doyle and her 4- and 2-year-old sons after she deliberately drove her vehicle off the road. The vehicle rolled down a 300-foot cliff and onto the Chadburn Gulch and Blue Beaches. Doyle and her two sons were airlifted to the hospital. All are expected to recover from their injuries. On Saturday, following the issuance of a warrant, Humboldt County deputies arrested Doyle in McKinleyville, and she awaits extradition back to Mendocino to face the charges. Eureka police are searching for 36-year-old wanted felon Jason Omholt, who fled on foot from Eureka officers after being found inside a vehicle that had been reported stolen on Friday morning. Officers responded to a report of the stolen vehicle, an Audi SUV with Massachusetts license plates, that had been taken, along with the victim's iPhone, from outside a residence on Randall Street. Using the phone's GPS, police were able to track the vehicle to a carport off Herrick Avenue. While one officer attempted to block the path of the stolen car, a second approached, and that's when Omholt backed into the cruiser and then fled on foot and was able to elude officers after jumping several fences. Omholt is well known to Eureka police, having been arrested in connection with a series of armed robberies in 2006, including firing shots at a sheriff's deputy. Omholt remains at large. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka police. An Arcata traffic stop on a vehicle driven by a man wanted on warrants resulted in an arrest and the confiscation of suspected methamphetamine packaged for sale. Arcata police conducted the traffic stop on a vehicle driven by 44-year-old Billy Joe Rutherford in the 1600 block of G Street in Arcata on Sunday morning. Rutherford was wanted on warrants for assault and battery, and a search of his car turned up more than an ounce of meth packaged for sale and worth about $1,200 on the street. They also found 5 ounces of hash, an undisclosed amount of cash, and drug paraphernalia. Rutherford was arrested and booked into county jail for possession and possession for sale, as well as for the outstanding warrants. It's suspected that cardboard boxes stacked on top of a floor heating vent were the cause of an early morning fire at an unoccupied residence in the 300 block of Shelley Street in Arcata Saturday morning. Responding fire crews found smoke coming from the eaves of the building and heavy smoke on the ground floor. Firefighters vented the roof and then searched the interior to ensure that it was unoccupied and found the seat of the fire in the boxes stacked on the vent. While the house was unoccupied, it appeared that someone was moving into the residence. The smoke and property damage are estimated at $80,000 to $100,000. There were no injuries to firefighters, and local residents are reminded to ensure that your heating units and vents are in good working order and that they are clear of objects as the cold weather begins. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In addition to local candidates and ballot measures, voters on Tuesday will also cast votes on 6 statewide ballot propositions. Proposition 1 would approve the issuance of $7 billion in bonds to improve state water infrastructure and storage capacity. Prop 2 increases the amount of money the state sets aside in its rainy day fund. Proposition 45 would require public notification of any changes to health insurance rates and require those changes to be approved by the state insurance commissioner before being enacted. Proposition 46 would increase the damages for malpractice settlements, require drug and alcohol testing of doctors, and regulate the use of prescription drugs and controlled substances and how they are prescribed. Proposition 47 would reduce the penalties for most non-serious and non-violent crimes, from felonies to misdemeanors. Its aim is to reduce the state prison population and the burden on the probation and parole system. Propositions 45, 46, and 47 are all constitutional amendments. One other proposition would build upon a bill that was passed by the legislature, Assembly Bill 277. A yes vote on Prop 48 would ratify 2 gaming compacts between the North Fork Rancheria of the Mono Indians and the Wyot Tribe. If passed, the proposition would allow the North Fork Tribe to build a casino in the Central Valley. A no vote would be a vote to overturn AB 277. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.